Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture, fueled by Kubota. Today, we are profiling Topsy Farms on Amherst Island. Jacob, thank you so much for joining me today. And to start things off, can you tell me a little bit about Topsy Farm and its background and your family's history?
Yeah, Topsy Farms was founded in 1972 by a boatload of draft-dodging, peace-loving, very earthy hippies. They believed in a connection to the land and to the animals, and we do our best every day to maintain that tradition.
Awesome, perfect. And now, growing up on the farm, and you mentioned your kids are out there working with you, what role are your children taking on the farm these days?
So my two sons, that is Nathan and Michael, they are 17, which is Michael, and 20, which is Nathan. So Michael has been my right hand for haying this year. So starting basically the day after he got out of high school, he started driving the tractors and cutting the hay. And right now, as we speak, he is drawing home loads of hay bales. So it's like 18,000 pounds of hay per load. And Nathan, who works at Bob Mark in Selby, it does a lot of the mechanical work here on the farm. So they both are involved, though Nathan has a full-time job, so he can only help when he can.
Nice, but it's still great that they're able to help out. And now can you tell me a little bit more about I know there isn't a typical day, but what does a, air quotes, normal day on the farm look like for you?
So right now, in the middle of summer, we finished lambing, which ends in June. So the moms, the ewes, and their lambs are gobbling up the pasture just about as fast as we can prepare it for them. So a typical day for me right now is going out and make sure that the next field has nice, strong power and access to water, and that any, if any trees have fallen down on the fences. I found a tree down yesterday that hadn't fallen the day before. So it's a constant struggle against nature's desire to put everything back to zero.
No, for sure. And now, circling back again, you mentioned your kids working on there with you. What lessons or values do you hope to pass on to the next generation through farming?
Well, I hope that they are taking the same lessons that I got, which was a general responsibility for the world in which we inhabit, and that each person has a direct effect on their surroundings. On a farm, there is no such thing as, quote unquote, that's not my job. Because, like, if you notice something, if you notice a gate open, it's your responsibility to close it, because there are life and death consequences. If the water pump isn't working, it is your responsibility for noticing it and then doing something about it. And I think farm kids in general have a good reputation with employers, because they are raised with this sense that responsibility is part of the nature of growing up on a farm.
Yeah, for sure. And now, one last question for you. How are you guys planning for the future of the farm, including like succession and keeping the operation strong for that next generation, should they like to take over one day?
This is a really great question, and it's an important thing for all farms and farmers to be thinking about. And my brother Kyle, my sister Leah, and I have recently gone through this in taking over from the previous generation. My mom Sally, and like Randy, and there are other people who are still involved from those early days. So we have recently gone through this, making sure that clear expectations are both stated and written down. Lawyers are expensive, but it is more expensive to just wing it. And for Nathan and Michael, for taking over Topsy Farms in the future, I hope that if they decide to do it, they're doing it from a place of joy rather than expectation. One of the things we say every day on our social media, on Instagram, Facebook, etc., is thank you for helping us to keep the farmland as a farm. And if they would like to do that, I hope that they find a way to do it that they also love, because it is a difficult life. It's a good life, but it's a difficult life. And it's important to enjoy the hours that you spend.
Yeah, for sure. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, those were all the questions that I had for you today. So I thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you, Emily. I appreciate you calling. And this is it's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And I grew up on the farm, and that's a thing I wanted for my own kids.